我哋 open 翻咗一個鐘噶啦，今日嘅會議。咁跟住會議第四個議題就係 AOB。咁就想問一問 member 有冇任何 AOB 係你哋想喺今日嘅會議度提出嚟？Paul。
Yeah, and I appreciate we have received the updated progress report. There's quite a number of items in there that I have some queries with. Of course, the Central Western District Promenade, Cherry has sent an email and she was aware there were some pictures presented at the District Council. So I think it's good to get an update on that, exactly what the status is of those pictures that have been shown. I think it's a good idea we do something soon there. And if that requires discussion with CDD about some part of that land don't have to be going through the decontamination and we can do it quickly, that would be good. And I think it would be good for the Commission to express its support for that. There is some other issues in here. The promenade that is now opening up, it's going to open up soon, but there's a lot of fences there. There's fences around at the bus stop and the landing steps. And I think it would be good if they can be removed soon. I think they're still there, the rotten fences, and I don't know whether that is going to be removed. I haven't seen them being removed. The issue of the opening but hours a lot from at that pier that I've raised with Suzanne, but I hope we can get a resolution on that because I got feedback on my Hong Kong Island trail that people have questions why both sides are open, but not that one gate. And I think that is important to see that that happens. The water services kiosk, that is a massive constraint on the waterfront, and that we can have the planters removed and the railing set back. I think that is an important one to get sorted out soon. Suntec Center is increasing. I park my motorbike every day there, so I see this happening. There is a lot of illegal parking of cars that the Lands Department never approved, parking spaces under it, but we cannot get a footpath. And as a result, fire services men, the police officers, all going for the training, have to run through this area dodging the cars. Okay, and then everybody else. And I'm pointing out the fire services and the policemen because maybe government takes it a bit more serious. I mean, can we figure this out with Suntec to make sure that the access through Suntec gets resolved? So I think that's important to do that. The site 1 and 2, when progress will be made with that? When are we going to do site 1 and 2 and the connection to the central ferry piers and the top deck? I mean, we're not going to do the top deck for EPD, whatever reasons. But to me, it's not a fare-raising issue. It's about the development of the waterfront there. Site 3 is going to go ahead. When are we going to do Site 1 and 2 on the waterfront? And I think it should be made clear to the public, and I don't see that in the progress report. I see here a mention that there is an alternative location for the Queen's Pier restoration. What does that mean? Is that not at Pier 9 and 10, or... I mean, there's suddenly the word alternative location slips in, looking for an alternative location. I thought it was agreed that this was the location, and the discussion is how to. And if we don't do the expensive seawall landing steps, Queen's Pier can be put back instantly. It's just a cover. It's a concrete cover. But as long as we don't have to put all these, change the landing steps, it can be done instantly. I don't see any reason for any delay. The issue is then the harbour. The issue is the central military dock. When is it going to open up for the public? Harbourfront issue. It's not on the progress report, but government has to open it up. I mean, it's still closed. When will it be open up? When is government going to open up? And the PLA is going to open up the central waterfront pier. We haven't seen the new plans for the West Landscape Deck. But the West Landscape Deck here says that basically we want drinking fountains and litter bin. No, we want a restaurant. We want a kiosk. So the minute shows that it's just drinking fountains, we've asked for a litter bin. It's not. No, we've asked for a kiosk and restaurants on the waterfront part of that structure. So I'm not sure why that is minimized. That one, so it can be resolved soon. The Oil Street, I've highlighted that they in our previous discussion in our meetings, the public escalator to the walkway was in the public space. I've been on site. It's built within the private lot, hidden behind the fence. That was not what was agreed with us. And who made that change without coming back to the Harbourfront Commission? I think it needs some very clear tracking back of what has happened. But that right now, I don't see that why that is not being discussed with us, that you change that, and now we have this landing inside the private space which disconnects from the public space. So I think that is a real problem. The other issue is here, this Chairman, you mentioned you've been on site at the North Point waterfront. My suggestion is that we're all going to go there, but you've been there. Are we going to get a report on this? Are we all going to go? But I think the North Point waterfront is a disaster. From whatever the opportunity is there to do something fantastic, it's just not working. And I think we have to either find interventions, but definitely also make sure it doesn't happen anywhere else. And I'm thinking Yau Tong Bay, the Sino development at Stonecut, opposite Stonecutters. And they're all about to happen. They have the same kind of greening ratio requirements. They're going to lead all to the same problems, that the interface between the private property and the public space is going to be very poor. So let's learn from North Point and make sure it doesn't happen. But we have to be fast because these projects are in progress if we want to do any intervention. So I'm deeply concerned if we don't get better there. Quarry Bay Promenade, the space restrictions there are becoming dramatic. It's very narrow, and there's more and more complaints from people, but we still have that STT car park. When are we going to just create more space for the promenade and get rid of the STT car park or cut back the car park? But to me, the issue is COVID. People are now running along the waterfront, loads of people. People love our waterfront. Let's give them the space. It's more important than the car park. It's a very cheap car park. So can we fix that up? The existing vehicle pound at Tai Kwu Shing, when are we going to get rid of that so that that center can be fixed up together with the rest of the waterfront, I think is a question. And finally, Chairman, thanks to the Development Bureau, we're going to have a public staircase connecting Sing Tai Road at Heng Fat Soon to the Museum of Coastal Defense. And we're waiting for LCSD to let us know how people will be able to walk through it. So I went on site, LCSD was there, and they said, okay, we support a public staircase, but please put a fence around it while we resolve the internal circulation. So that's good news, because then in the end we can connect Heng Fat Soon with Sau Kei Wan. But I hope that LCSD can come back to us and say, how are we going to do the circulation through the Museum of Coastal Defense? Once that's resolved, Chai Wan to Kennedy Town becomes real, because that's the missing link to get Chai Wan all the way to Kennedy Town. So it's so important that LCSD understands that, and we help them to find a solution. The staircase is going to be there. It needs Highways Department to still fix a bit of pavement, but that's okay. I think that's easy to do there at Sing Tai Road. But I hope we can make that an action item. So those would be my comments on this progress report. And Chairman, I don't think maybe cannot answer it all today, but in the future, can we make always some time to just kind of quickly touch on progress items? So, you know, this is salting it up. At every meeting, I think we should give 10 minutes. Anybody, any input, any questions, any updates? Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Paul. Paul. So, yeah, this progress report is commit. send 出嚟嘅，咁我都睇咗大半啫。咁啊，但係佢頭先有好多問題，咁或者我想睇睇秘書處有冇邊啲而家即時可以有一初步回應，或者係睇下之後點樣跟進回應翻阿坡嘅問題。阿Rosalie，唔該。好啊，主席，唔該曬，亦都唔該阿坡。其實就阿坡。
一直以嚟都係from time to time 就好緊密地同我哋聯繫嘅。頭先講嗰啲嘅 issues 咧，就其實未必淨係我哋呢度可以解決到，都牽涉到好多部門嘅。咁唔需要擔心，我哋都一直同各大嘅部門喺度希望可以協調到就盡快有 progress 嘅。有啲坦白講咧就會快少少，有啲就未必係咁容易嘅。咁但係如果係成熟嘅時候，我哋再會同阿坡去講翻啦，亦都會同各位係交代嘅咁咯。
我都想向秘書處考慮一下，即係喺以後香港 Task Force 嘅會議裏面，或者可唔可以 allocate 一個 time 即係回應翻啲委員呢啲問題，咁啊變咗可以 regularly monitor 住佢啦。咁啊，唔希望話啲委員覺得好似每次提完問題之後都冇答案啦。咁我諗呢個我明白，有啲項目係我哋 manage 到好短時間解決，有啲係我哋需要同好多唔同嘅部門去解決，甚至有啲可能你做三五年都解決唔到。咁但係我諗我哋都有需要 update 翻委員每一個議題嗰個情況。係，阿 Vincent 唔該。
係，都聽到阿 Paul 嘅意見，其實阿 Paul 嘅意見我聽咗十幾年㗎啦。咁我覺得真係thank you， 多謝阿 Paul 一路係咁即係 keep 住我哋有個好清晰嘅方向同埋遠景。即係如果我冇呢隻電套咧，其實我哋係跑唔到嘅。咁啊，即係但係即係調翻轉頭咧，我都覺得即係話，即係我都 invite 俾啲耐性啊，大家。即係其實個方向我哋係一路係即係我哋一路進步緊進化緊嚇，咁有啲嘢就可以急，有啲又冇得急嚇。咁我哋一路秉持嗰個立場就係話，我哋做得邊度就邊度嚇，即係做得幾多得幾多，嗰套拼圖執得起邊塊砌得埋嘅就砌，未揾到嗰塊咪揾咯嚇。咁但係即係都係要俾啲耐性，咁同埋我都想同即係大家講，其實即係 Harbour Office 係好努力嚇，即係當你話緊佢即係點解嗰塊拼圖仲未揾到嘅時候，其實佢係將已經揾到嘅拼圖咧，佢喺度好努力咁砌緊嚇，咁所以我都希望即係大家都即係加佢一下，其實即係欣賞一下，即係一路大家做緊嘅嘢，其實今年呢兩年其實係好辛苦嘅，即係咁喺度逐塊咁樣搏咧。咁當然雖然都有人話：喂，你咁早開咗個場做乜啊？乜都冇咁。咁其實問題就係你想開咗個場，即係冇乜嘢慢慢加上去，抑或其實連個場都開唔到咧？即係有時我哋會喺呢一個矛盾嗰度，即係我哋做咗樣嘢出嚟，都係會受即係 criticism， 都係俾人批評嚇。咁但係其實我哋背後嘅願景就係話先開放後優化，我哋想早啲開咗個場出嚟。我哋係理解 this is not perfect， 其實正正就係俾大家去使用，去俾意見，係邊啲嘢係有用嘅。即係其實目的係想早啲開，但係我哋就俾人鬧，你開咗個場，點解乜都冇？咁你不如唔好開，咁咪唔開咯。如果係咁，即係we've got so much criticism， and I have to speak。For the bureau and Harbour Office who have spent so much time doing very hard work for the betterment of our harbour front. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah. 係我都即係 supplement 少少Vincent 講嘅嘢啦，即係以即係雖然而家 Harbour Office 人手係多咗啦，即係我哋 HC 大家都努力即係推政府加咗好多人手，咁但係同樣我哋佢哋幫我哋處理緊嘅嘢都多咗好多，咁我亦都理解好多嘢佢哋嘅 workload 喺邊度，咁所以佢哋都係需要選擇一啲能夠喺短時間之內做到成績出嚟嘅嘢，咁我哋即係要逐步去做，咁我都希望委員係多啲即係 encourage 翻我哋 HO 嘅同事recognize 翻佢哋嘅 effort。咁但係當然，我亦都好歡迎阿 Paul 嗰、那個我都好歡迎阿 Paul 嗰個好 persistent 好 persistent 嘅監督。咁呢個係即係大家相輔相成嘅嚇。咁好，咁 AOB。
How to spend the money? More money. We just want to spend the money.
係啦。
Then queue up in front of fresh pool.
Okay， 就如果冇其他 AOB。就或者剛才阿 Paul 的問題，或者麻煩 Rosalind 即係回去跟進翻啦，好嘛？咁跟住 下一次的會議我們會再通知委員下次會議那個時間，那就今天的會議就到這裡為止啦。那我們是超時了一個鐘頭零20分鐘好像。好，謝謝大家。
Thank you,